When human rights lawyer Katinka Tabakaro heard that someone was thinking about putting together a film festival about Muslim women, she knew she had to get involved. So in January 2010, Tabakaro joined with philanthropist Leslie Sachs and others and founded Women's Voices Now, the nonprofit organization that is behind Women's Voices from the Muslim World, a short film festival. The goal of the festival, says Tabakaro, is to present an unbiased and comprehensive look at how Muslim women and women of all faiths are asserting their rights, both within and outside the Islamic world.
There is so much work being done in Muslim-majority countries and by Muslim women outside of those countries for women's rights. There is a social movement happening, and that's what we want to get behind.
Tabakaro says festival organizers are showcasing short digital films over feature-length works because they are less costly to produce and easier to share with audiences.
By having the short films online, people can watch many of them, can comment on them, can rate them, and get the international audience involved at a higher level.
Tabakaro says as the festival selects its film lineup, organizers hope to present an unfiltered account of women's stories and to highlight women's voices from across the Muslim world.
So what we're exploring are women, women's rights, women's achievements, expansion of women's rights. We're non-religious, we're non-political, but what we've created is a collection of films about women who in some way are touched by Islam. And that is, it's new.
According to Tabakaro, it was especially important to her and the other festival organizers that some of the films focus on the positive contributions and accomplishments of Muslim women. And they do.
We're very used to hearing about the Muslim woman as the victim, the oppressed, the veiled. What we're seeing through this film festival is that we're getting stories which we would have never dreamt of getting. They are about women doing things that, before doing this project, I wouldn't have imagined.
Vandana Sooth is a 30-year-old Indian-born artist in New York City who entered a film in the competition. Her 21-minute documentary is about a Muslim woman taxi driver in Mumbai, India, who candidly discusses the controversial issue of the burqa, or veil, with her fellow passengers. Sooth is thrilled that the festival is giving her film a wider audience.
This film festival has definitely given the opportunity to empower filmmakers from all around the world to present a different image and a different perspective about Muslim women themselves. And I think that in itself is incredibly empowering because mainstream media does tend to typecast and stereotype Muslims and Muslim women in particular under a certain garb. And ideally, this film festival will break some of those stereotypes.
Alice Stepanian is an Iranian-born Armenian who has been living in the U.S. for the past 30 years. Her film, Rogye, which is also in the competition, is based on dream journals she wrote about her experiences after the Iranian Revolution of 1979.
You know, when you look at a country like Iran or the women in Iran from some place like America, people see it as very exotic or they see it as dangerous or scary. But when you live in a place like that, you're just living there. You know, it's your home, and you're not afraid. Life goes on. I'm not a Muslim, but I grew up in a Muslim country. And, you know, I have very fond memories of Iran. So I like the idea of reconnecting with my roots.
Festival organizer Tabakaro says the response so far to the online film competition has been very positive. Since the invitation to submit films online went out at the beginning of October, the festival has received entries from over 35 countries. 26 films, she notes, are from Afghanistan alone.
And this is one thing this festival does, is it provides information, and it provides a new and more complex than nuanced view of these women, which I hope will challenge perceptions and will challenge the way we are so typically used to relating to the Muslim world. Because I think it's very important for the future.
Filmmakers interested in entering the competition can submit their films online at www.womensvoicesnow.org until November 24th. Winning entries will be awarded cash prizes and be screened at the 3-day film festival next March in Los Angeles, California. Women's Voices Now plans to make its festival an annual event. Next year, the festival will spotlight films about the illegal trafficking of women and children. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.